They agreed on everything, so the Edom had to do with the Shuma, therefore they were also the Chavis Lav of Ribis.
Right.
So, Kirsten, we have no proof to our first Shiloh if Ribis is Yaitse B'dayonim or not. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Safra, Ko Shilo B'dinayin, any times by the Goyisha courts, Moitziyin Me Loiva L'malva, they caused the Loiva to pay the money to the Malva, but the case, in other words, the Ribis Ketutza, where you really have to pay back the Ribis, the interest that a Goyisha course forces the Loiva to pay back to the Malva, B'dinayinu, by Jewish court, Magzirin, Me Malva L'Loiva. In other words, Rav Safra holds like Rav Leza, that Ribis Ketzutz is Yotze B'dayonim. When you roll with the real love of Ribis, Bezin tells the Malva he has to return it, he has to give it back. But because she will be denied many times in the Goyisha court, Ein Moitziya Miloiva L'Malva, they do not force the Loiva to pay the Malva, then the Locher is B'dinayinu in our court, Ein Magzirin Mi Malva L'Loiva. Then we do not say the Malva has to pay back the money to the Loiva. So this is not community between Ribis Ketzutza and not Ribis Ketzutza. These are the cases. So Amalei Abayi the Rabbi Yosef. Abayi said to Rabbi Yosef, Uklalu, is this a klal what you're saying? For a saw the saw. If I lent you a saw, a pound of wheat, that you pay me back later a pound of wheat. Like if I lent you a pound of wheat, so pshit the lady, you have to pay back to me. Bezdim will force you, even in the negotiation court, you have to pay back to me. Over the Neno and in the Jewish court, Ein Magzirin Mi Malva L'Loiva. Even if it comes out that you paid back Ribis, like I lent you a pound of wheat. At the time I lent it to you, it was worth $2. And you paid it back to me next month that it was worth $3. So it comes out you gave me back Ribis. But that's only called Ribis Midrabonim. That's only called Avak Ribis. There was no Ribis Ketutza. We didn't make up right now that you really have to pay me back more. So Pshita, it's Ein Magzirin. Bezin does not force you to pay back that Ribis. So how could you say klal? Whenever the Goyisha courts make the Loiva pay the Malva, in the Jewish court, you have to give back the Ribis. Saw the sword, you see, not like that. Or Malay said back to him, there it's different. Inu b'teres pikod and osel yodei. Over there, even in the Goyisha court, it's not called the loan. It's not called halvor. It's called b'teres pikodin. Like I'm telling you, hold on to my pound of wheat, and the next month you have to give me back the pound of wheat. So it's not called I lent you something, and now you have to pay me back more than I lent. So therefore, in the Goyisha court, that's also not considered alone. Therefore, the fact of Khan is a klal. He's only saying a klal by halfor, by lending. So any time when the Goyisha court, like Ribis Ketzutza, then by a Yiddish court, he has to return it. But there it's a pikodin, that's not halfor. Omele Rabin L'Rov Ashi, for a mashkanta b'leinach yaisa. There's a case of a mashkanta, a mashkin, b'leinach yaisa, that I do not deduct. In other words, I lent you $100, and I'm holding on to a mask in your field. I'm holding on to your field, and in case you don't pay me back, I'll keep your field. And in between, I'm going to eat the paris of your field. And here it's called b'loy nechiyaisa, means I'm not deducting from the loan. In other words, you still owe me the complete $100. But agav, I have the right to eat the paris, which is a type of a ribis, really. Why do you have the right to eat the paris? Because since I lent the money to you, you let him eat the paris. This will seem later on in the Homa Sechta, in the paric, if that's called ribis or not. But I'll call upon him such a case. I lent you money and I have a mashkin right now. I'm holding on to your field. In the Goyisha courts, they take it away from the Loiva to the Malva. That means when you lend somebody money and you made up a tanai that I have a right to eat the paris of your field, what's going to be if the Loiva himself takes the paris? So in the Goyisha court, nothing doing. You're not letting the paris. You, the Loiva, said, I'm giving up my field now to the Malva. That he has the right to eat the paris. So if the Loiva would eat the paris, a Goyisha court would make the Loiva pay the money to the Malva. That's called the Bidineya by Goyisha court, might see the Loiva the Malva. We take it away from the Loiva to the Malva. But still, the Bidineya, when our Jewish courts though, Ein Machzirim Mi Malva the Loiva. Such a type of a ribis, that's not called ribis katsutsa, that's only an avek ribis, that's cheetah, we do not make the Malva pay back to the Loiva. Again, even though the Malva, Ruvain lent $1,000 to Shimon. And in the meantime, he took away Shimon's field, as a mashkin. And therefore, when the pears grow on the field, the Malva, Reuven ate the pears. Later, when Shimon pays back $1,000, then Reuven gives him back the field. But the pears he ate in between was a gedder like ribis. So in such a type of ribis, pshita by Jewish court, we do not make the Malva pay back to the Loiva. Because that's not called ribis ketzutza. Because when I first lent you the money, even though true, I have the right to take your field, but it's not 100% there'll be paris. Who says your field will have produce this year? Maybe nothing will grow. So that's not called Ribbis Ketzutza. Ribbis Ketzutza means right now I make up 100%, I'm going to get interest from you. But a mashkin is not called Ribbis Ketzutza. Therefore, the Chura Bedineinu, in our courts, we do not take it out from the Malbot to Leiva. So it's not like Rav Kana. Or Malay, so he answered back, no, it's not a kashin of Kana. Inu Beturis Zvinu Osli Yadayu. By a Gaisha court, the reason why if the Leiva eats from the Paris, we take it away from him, not because it's a gather from a loan of Ribbis, but because of Derech Zvini. It's like a sale. In other words, when I give you my $1,000, so if you're not going to pay it up, I have a right to hold on to your field. So it's fitted like I bought your field off you. So that's why I bought the field like belongs to me now. Kozeman, you don't pay me back the money, I like own this field. Therefore, if you decide to eat the Paris, nothing doing. He'll have to pay me the money for it. But not the pshat by Goyish court. It's like a halva alone. But the reason why the Goyish court takes it away from the labor to the malva is because it looks like a sale took place. So that's not Rav Kana's klal. Rav Kana's klal is that by a loan, whenever a Goyish court makes you pay it up, by Yiddish court you have to return it. Tumar says, El if so, kol shilu b'dinehem, the comer of Safra and my also lashminin. What did Rav Kana mean to teach us then? Anytime the Goyish court take it away. Hochi yos lashminin, this is what he wants to teach us. That kol shilu b'dinehem, moitziyem mi loiva l'malva, b'dinehem machzirem mi malva l'loiva. Anytime in the Goyish court we force the loiva to pay back the interest, in a Jewish court, if the loiva paid up the interest, we tell the malva you have to return it. Oh my niyu, what's the case? The ribis ketzutza. By clear, pure ribbis. Okay, Rabbi Lez, like Rabbi Lez is saying. That's what kind of chiddush here. That ribbis ketzutza means when I lent you the money I make up clearly, I'm lending you 100, I'm going to ask you to pay me back 120. That's called ribbis ketzutza. So the Goyish court, they forced the labor to pay back $120. If so, in the Jewish courts, we forced the malva to pay it back. But, like Rabbi Lez, but kol shilu b'dinayim, main mitzim, but any time in the Goyish courts, they did not take it away from the labor to the malva. What does that mean to say? That's the case of ribbis mugdemes and ribbis mecheres. The mishnah later on will have midrabbonim. Let's say you want to go lend money from somebody else. So even before the loan, you're not allowed to go to him and give him a present. That's called ribbis mugdemes. That means before you take the loan, you're going over to the malva and tell him, here's a present. And you know you're only doing it because tomorrow you want to ask him for $100. So today you're giving him a present. That's called ribbis mukdemis. That's also to do. Midi rice it's mutter. But midi rabbonim though it's also. And ribbis mukheris means after the person lent you the $1,000. Then when you return it, you return the $1,000. Then a week later, you want to show him appreciation, you give him a little present. That's also to do. Because that's called ribbis mukheris. Like, why are you giving this appreciation now? Because he lent you the money. The terrorist says when somebody lends money, it's supposed to be pure chesed. You're not supposed to take anything back for it. Now I have a charge for chesed. You can't charge interest, even though the waiver would want to pay for it, but you're not allowed to charge. Like, a loan is called chesed. You're doing somebody chesed. You have to do a pure chesed and not take anything back from it. It's interesting. If you lend somebody money, then after you pay back, you're not allowed to send them a present. You can't buy him something for satisfaction. That's awesome. That's called ribbis mucheris. We'll say later on. So in such cases, in Goyish courts, they don't tell you you have to do this. And therefore, in Jewish courts, you don't have to return it. If the person did give you the present, the malva is allowed to hold on to it. Once he took it, doesn't have to return it. Because since it's not ribbis ketzutza, you don't have to give it back. But the ma'aseh is also to do. Right. Case of the Mishnah says, what's the case of ribbis midrabbonin? Lokach enenu chitim bedinner. That you bought wheat off the person for a dinner, zov, that was 25 silver coins. Hakur, if you gave him right now 25 silver coins, in order that he should give you back a kur, let's say a bundle of wheat. V'chein ashar, that was the market price also. So that alone would have been mutter. The only problem is later when it got worth 30, you tell the guy, give me back my $30 worth of wheat. He tells you in the Mishnah, what do you want to do with it? You want to buy wine. Listen, leave it by me and like I'll owe you $30 worth of wine. That's also. Why? Because right now the malva does not have any wine. And no money was given right now, so therefore it's considered like a loan, a halva. And later, when he gives you back the wine, it's worth more than $30. It looks like ribbis. Tumor says v'chi ein lo yayin mehevi. But the Mishnah says the reason why Sosa to do this is because the malva does not have any, or the meicher doesn't have any wine. For the Gemara, so what? For your tani, we learned ein poiskin ala peres at yosashar. You can't make up like you say, I'll give you money now that you should pay me back a pound of apples throughout the year, unless the market price went out. But Yotza Ashar, if the market price went out, then Poiskin, then I'm allowed to give you money right now and say, listen, it's $10 a bushel. I'm giving you $10 now, and whenever you want, you give me the bushels of peris. Then it's mutter. Alpha P. Shein Lazer, even though the person you're giving the money to right now does not have the bushel of apples, but Yesh Lazer, somebody else has it. And since you're giving the money right now, the story is, he could go and take this money and buy the bushel of apples. So even though later on the bushels get worth more, it's considered like it got worth more by the lekeach reshus. As soon as you gave the money, it's like you own the bushel of apples already. So if it gets worth more, we see it's in your reshus. That's not doima teribis, that would be mutter. So my Rabbi says, Mas Nisan, our Mishnah is talking about the bol l'choy b'demei maskinim. Our Mishnah is talking about the reason why it's also is because now the lekeach, he's not giving the meicher $25 to buy the wine. He's only saying, listen, you owe me the wheat. Now, instead of paying me the wheat, keep the wheat, and instead of the wheat, you owe me the wine. That's called bol l'choy b'demei maskinim. And I'm making a choy out of it. Like, instead of you giving me back the wheat, give me back the wine. But I didn't give you any money right now. So since I didn't give you any money right now, and also you do not have the wine in your rishus right now, so that looks like a loan, it just looks like a chayv. And therefore later when you pay me back more than it's really worth, it looks like ribbis. That's why I'm the Rabbanan Sosa. Uketanya, like we learned. If you lend somebody $100, and now you go down to his fields, and you tell the person, give me back my money. Shani Roitza Likach Ben Chitim, I want to buy now wheat. Omelo, the person tells you, listen, Chitim Yeshli, I have wheat. Shani Neslecha, I'll give to you. Tsevi Asur Alai Kishash Lachshav. Let's make up according to the price right now. If right now a bushel of wheat is worth $100, so I'll owe you the bushel of wheat. And I'll pay it back to you throughout the whole year. Also, that's also to do. Since I did not give you any money right now, it's only the pshat is that you owe me $100. But I'm not giving you any money right now. I saw that I owe it to you, so I can't say now, listen, that you owe me 100, instead of paying it back to me, you'll pay me back wheat throughout the rest of the year. That's also to do. Because since you don't have the wheat right now, and there's no money right now, it looks like a loan, and later when you pay me back more, it looks like ribbis. It's not like I'm giving you money right now. When I give you money right now, we say, if I give you money for the bushels of wheat, so then the mice, even though you don't have it, but you can go right now and buy it. So since you could get it, we look as if you have it, and therefore it's like I own it, and even though later on it gets worth more, it got worth more in my rishus. But when you don't have the wheat, and I'm not giving you any money right now, so you can't say like I own it. So it looks like just I'm like a loan, then we say later when you give it back to me and it's worth more, it looks like it gave me ribbis. Omalai Abayi said back, Ilav ki yisra bol yodoy, it's not considered like I'm giving you money right now. So, Mari, what do you got to say? Ain't Lloyd, because the Moicha doesn't have the Paris right now. Even if he has the Paris, also should be Yosa. He's not giving the money for it right now, so it should be Yosa.
And Rashi explained the Kasha is, so we learned before that, Oymed al Gornoi, Kromad Yesh Lechitim, Afilu Wachi Yosa. We had the case before, if you go down to the person's wheat field, even though he has the wheat, but since you did not give him any money right now, it's Yosa. So our Mishnah, if we're talking about now you did not give any money, so why do we have to say only because he doesn't have Yayin, even if he has a Yayin? Right now, according to Havimina, this should also be Yosa. So therefore the Gemara says true. And I tell you, Pshan, our Mishnah is, so the Gemara says, therefore, Pshan, our Mishnah is, Elu Amar Abaya, Mas Nisan, our Mishnah, Teres Kiritoni Rav Safra. The Rav Safra learned Beribis to the Rav Chiyah. That was said over in the Brises that Rav Chiyah learned. Peshasi was learning ribis. Then what was it? The Tony Rav Safra ribis the Rav Chiyah. That yesh devorim shei mutorim. There are certain things that's muta. Really, there should not be an issa ribis. Midi Yirai say it's muta. But the asurim ifnei haramis ribis. It's also midi rabbonin, because midi rabbonin it looks like ribis. That's called haramis ribis. Ribis. So the Gemara explains, Kate said, what's the case? Omaloi halveni mona. Reuven goes to Shimon and says, listen, lend me $100. So Omaloi. So Shimon says, mona ainli, I don't have $100 right now. But chitim be mona yeshli. I have $100 worth of chitim. Shani noisunucho, I'll give it to you. So nosam lo chitim be mona. So Shimon gave these $100 worth of chitim to Reuven. And now the case was that v'chozav v'lochen himenu, Now Shimon went and brought back the wheat from Reuven. B'yesrim b'yabur sela, that Reuven sold it to him a little bit cheaper. He only sold it to him for 24 sleim, and really it's worth 25. So b'kitzah, since Reuven needed money, Reuven sold it back to Shimon. So lochru is muta, really mikvadim, this is muta. Because really what's coming out now, it looks like that Shimon is giving now like 24 sloyim for this chitim. Now later, Reuven owes Shimon the 100, the mana, which is 25 sloyim. So right now it looks a little bit like rivis. It looks like I'm giving you 24, and later you're paying me back 25. So really mikra din it's muta. Because he's not paying you the rivis, he's not paying you the extra money, because you let him use your money. Just that was the sale. So mikra din it's muta. That was the way the mekach went by. But with Rabbanim, though, it's also the Yosef Lassus came. With Rabbanim, it's also to do this. Mifnei haromis ribis. Because it looks a little bit like ribis. And like we said, the reason why it looks like ribis, because it looks as if you're giving him now 24 sloyim, and later he's going to give you back 25 sloyim. Because originally, when he took this chitim, he took it for the value of a mana, which is 25. Later, he happened to buy it off you for 24. But now you still have to pay him back the 25. So therefore, it looks like ribis, that's why it's also a midrabanan. So the Gemara says, Ochinami, this also could be the pshat na Mishnah. I tell you, when a Mishnah says that he doesn't have the yayin, therefore it's also, it's a case like this. What's the case? We're going to Yomar Halveni Shleshim Dinrin. First, Reuven went to Shimon and asked him, please lend me 30 dinrin. I have to borrow 30 dinrin. Omalois, the Shimon said back, Shleshim Dinrin Ainli. I don't have $30. But chitim b'shloshim dinrin yeshli, I have wheat that's worth thirty dinrin. I'll give you the wheat. Shani neisun lecho. So nosan lo chitim b'shloshim dinrin. That's what happened. Shimon gave 30 dinrin worth of wheat to Reuven. So Reuven owes him back 30 dinrin. Now v'chozav v'lochan hemenu b'dinazov. Now what happened is that Reuven needed money, so he sold it. He sold it back to Shimon. And Shimon brought it back for a cheaper price, because Reuven was dochik, needed the money. So he brought it back for only 25 dinrin. That's called dinazov. A dinazov is 25 silver coins. So now the Mishnah says, yis leichav leleiva, if the leiva has wine, when he pays back the 30 dinrin, he does not pay back in money, but instead he gives back wine. The yoyiv lei bishleishim dinrin, gives him back the value of 30 dinrin in wine, then pay who the koshok minei for less lumber. And then even though, like the Ma'al, like the Shimon, gave him first 25 sleim, and now Reuven's going to give him back 30 sleim, so if he would give him back the money, 30 sleim, the 30 dinrin, that would look like ribis. But therefore the Mishnah says, no, if he has wine to give back wine, then it does not look like ribis. It looks like a sale, since I'm giving you back payris, that's muta. But v'iloi, if you do not have the payris, then keep on the less lechamra, since you do not have any wine, any payris to give back, v'adai mishkul zuzi minei, for sure you can end up paying back these 30 dinrin in money. And therefore mechzik ribis. Therefore the Mishnah said this also, because this looks like ribis. Again, it looks like he first gave you 25, and now you're giving him back 30. It looks like ribis. So that's called haromis ribis. Haromis ribis, as the B'chiyah says, it's also. So maybe that's pshat na Mishnah also. Now the Gemara is going to say, no, this can't be. Old Malay Rav said back, Ihochi, if so, tein li chiti. What does our Mishnah say? Give me the chitim. To make chitim, Yiboylei. It should have said, give me the value of the chitim. So that's what he wants. He wants the money. So Moshe says, true, Tani Demechitim. Okay, change around the Mishnah. The Mishnah means he's asking for the Demechitim for the money. Shem, the Mishnah says, Shani Mechron, that I will sell to you, Shem Machatel Mechem, my boy, that I already sold it to you.
Alright, turn over.
So the Gemara answers on this and says, Tani Shem Machatel Mechem, and Achanami say that I already sold it to you. But still, Harechaticho, Asu Yos Olai, B'Shloshim Dinrin, the Mishnah says that I come back and say, my wheat is worth 30 dinrin, for the Gemara Mikoranami Hochi, O Kimna, Olavayu. That can't be Pshat na Mishnah, because our Mishnah is talking about that at the beginning also, according to our case now, it was also worth 30 before. Our Mishnah is Mashmit something new. like we learned before in our Mishnah. So first it was only worth 25. Later became worth 30. That's what's mashma in our Mishnah. But according to this Shprat of Tanan de Reb Chiya, it was always worth 30. So Mar says, Ochi Kama, this is what the Mishnah means to say, Ochi Kama Lei, B'dmei Chiticha, from the Domin of the Chitecha, of the wheat, Shasisa Alai B'shleshim Dinyin, that we evaluated before for 30 Dinyin, and Echinami. But the Mar still says, Harei Lecha Etzli Behen Yayin, V'yayin Ein Lei, what does it say? That Harei Lecha Etzli Behen Yayin, and I'll take wine instead. And he doesn't have wine, like Rashi explains, right? Like you want to say, when you're